Hello, and thanks for joining me on another episode of the Tech Exec Podcast. I'm your host, Aviv Ben Yosef, and today we're going to be talking about something very fun and tactic instead of trying to always be pushing strategy and vision into your heads. And the subject of this episode is hiring. Specifically, I know that most of my leaders and tech clients are spending huge chunks of their time in their hiring processes, because pretty much any company nowadays is constantly growing, and even if you're not actively hiring, you're still hiring, right? You're still meeting people because potentially they might be relevant in a couple of months. So my first tip is starting even before you actually go into the hiring process is that you have to understand who are you hiring. We know how to identify, for example, software engineers, if we are software engineers and we have software engineers in the team. But what about all kinds of different roles and jobs that we don't know exactly yet what do they mean? For example, I keep hearing about people coming and telling me, we're looking for a data science engineer, we're looking for a machine learning guy, we're looking for your best DevOps person. The issue is, you might not understand what exactly that role means in your company. Does it make sense to hire a DevOps person only for them to end up, you know, writing one Kubernetes setup and not doing anything for 3 more months? I'm guessing not. Should you hire a full-time IT person only to have them set up the laptops once and I don't know what they're going to do for the next 2 months? Does it make sense to have a data science person if you do not have any data? Some people are actually great at creating the initial data sets. Others hate that and simply want to work on the actual data. It's all a matter of preferences, and it's a matter of understanding what are you offering. And you cannot go into hiring too fast before you actually have a picture of what this role is going to be. You need a way to measure those people you hire for their successes. They need a metric of what defines their job as a good one. And you cannot tell them that before you understand what are they going to do. And similarly, you cannot tell whether they're going to be a good fit without knowing what you will be requiring of them. Because of that, my gut instinct is to tell you to wait until you have a clearer picture of what it is exactly that you need to do. There's this old bootstrapped startup saying that says you should not hire someone for a job before you've gotten sick of doing the job yourself. I'm not saying you should always be doing that, but I am saying that it's healthier, usually, to wait until you really have to get that person. Maybe you're going to have some subpar DevOps operation for the next quarter, only to then understand better what your system does, have it become big enough so that there's actual volume for someone to be interested, for someone at a caliber you want to be interested to come and do that full time, and then bring them over after they can see what you've been trying to do and where you'd like to be. This is no longer something that's up in the air, it's something concrete that you know what are your pains and how you want to get better. Maybe once you understand how your data acquisition process is going to be, you can understand better whether you're searching for someone who can help create that initial data set, or whether you should be waiting until you have enough data and only then bring someone to start massaging that. So first of all, our first lesson here is that you should be waiting before hiring until you have the clear metric for what that job is going to be. I'm not saying that whatever you discuss initially has to be exactly that. I am saying, though, that expectation setting, especially when it comes to roles, is one of the clearest ways to fumble a new employee coming on and to make them pissed right off the onboarding, because they come and see that whatever was discussed is not what they're going to be doing. And for good expectation setting, you need to know what your expectations are, and you need to help them realize whether their expectations are going to be met. So, err on the side of waiting a bit longer unless there's something very risky that's going to happen if you don't have that hiring time, and only then go into hiring. The second part of what I want to discuss is what do you do after you've brought on this new employee and you feel like they are underperforming. You had expected them to come in and be, say, at a level of an 8, but they actually seem to be more towards a 6 or a 5. I constantly hear about these from my advisory clients because this seems to happen all the time, especially if your first couple of hires are people that you trust greatly and you already have some sort of gelling with them, and then you get to the first hire that isn't from your clique, and that hire usually takes a bit longer to become productive. And you know why? It might be because of them, but it's not always only because of them. It might be that you're used to work in a certain way with your own kinds of people you've worked with in the past, and those people come in, start running in a company like the one you've created. But new people need to learn how to work in that sort of an environment. So my key guidelines whenever you have an underperforming new hire are, first, understand that you are very prone to be setting your own expectations too high. It's not the same coming on as the first employee as coming on as the fourth. It's not the same to be taking on responsibility of an entire thing and trying to hit the ground running on something that's already running pretty fast. And it's not the same to be the first one out of a clique. So check yourself and your expectation. You just might have been hoping for this person to be so productive faster than is likely. All right? Let's start with that disclaimer. And now, if there really is an issue, it has to be communicated and fast. I cannot stand seeing people say, yeah, this new hire is so-and-so. They're not like that developer we brought in 2 months ago. But let's wait a couple more months and see. No. That is not how it's going to happen. You have a few crucial points in time where people are way more malleable to change and feedback. And these initial couple of months are going to set how they will act in the company. They're going to set how people will see them in the company. And because of that, this is the time where you want to push forward on feedback as fast as you can. You cannot wait too long. I'm not saying that after 12 hours in the job, you're going to come in and say, oh my God, you haven't deployed yet. Listen, you got 2 more days or you're going to get fired. If you see after a couple of weeks that things aren't turning up to seem in a positive trend, you have to speak up. Letting this wait will only make things harder as they become more settled into their new routines. Providing them with feedback also means you need to provide them with a clear framework to move forward. Clear metrics, a mentor, don't let them be alone. This is kind of relating to our initial point about knowing what this job you're hiring for means. If they're not hitting a metric, you need to tell them that, show them what you would expect them to do, and actively help them. You cannot always, especially with new hires, just say, I would have expected you to be here, but you're only here, so get moving. You need to provide them with aids. And that means tell them that you're here, provide them with actual coaching from yourself as their manager, or something I like very much, assign them a mentor. Actually, I'm recommending to most of my clients to have mentors in place anyway whenever they onboard a new employee. But if you're not doing that already, consider bringing on a mentor, someone they can use in order to become more productive and someone that actually works with them closer so you can get better feedback about what it is that's currently missing and preventing them from being as productive as you would have hoped. And lastly, given all of these points, you should see a positive trend in 2 to 4 weeks. This isn't something that requires a quarter to pan out. This isn't something that you will review in their 2020 end of year review. That's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about moving fast. You provide feedback, you wait a couple of months, and you see if the trajectory seems positive. Because if not, you're gonna have to step up again and again adjust their course, because I usually recommend cutting these things after about 2 months, because if it doesn't match, it doesn't match. 2 months is usually enough to get a feel of whether this is working out or not. What do I mean? They might not be a match for your own company in that specific job right now. I've seen people come into jobs and be subpar only to leave to a different company and become stellar. Sometimes it just doesn't work. And trying for too long is actually wasteful, because you're doing them a disservice because they're not doing the best thing they can. And you're doing your team a disservice because it usually means that you have to end up investing more and more in those people instead of helping the other team members. And it's always harder to see someone leave after they become a bigger part of the team as opposed to cutting your losses short as fast as possible. So to sum up, hiring is going to be hard. And there's plenty more to talk about your hiring strategy and how you're going to be attracting people and so on and so forth, which I will get on to in a different episode. But for now, I wanted to discuss these pitfalls because I see them regularly. So keep in mind that you have to understand what you're hiring people for. And once you've hired them, know to adjust their course as fast as possible in order to get them where you want them to be as fast as possible. That's it for today. Thank you very much. Please share this. And for the people who've left me iTunes reviews, thank you so much. I'm loving those 5 stars. So thanks again. Be sure to sign up to the newsletter. Link is in the show notes. And talk to you soon.